Sure, you ready?
I'm positive I'm ready.
What's your take on work relationships? Now, okay, not work husband, work wife. You think that's cheating? We were talking about that at work today.
I think that
I don't think it's cheating.
It's not cheating, but it goes to a slippery slope.
I mean, if you're lucky. I forget we had that.
Yeah.
So we were talking about that, and I asked one of the one of the girls that got jumped in the conversation, I would have least expected
really
to jump in, like by far. Probably I felt like she would have called HR or something.
Oh, wow.
She was for it. She was cool with it.
That's why she hasn't called HR. She's down for a little brown.
Possibly. But her thing was like, I don't know if it was just like what, but she was like, I don't think it's cheating as long as your spouse knows. I'm like, well, that defeats the whole purpose.
No, it doesn't.
You would tell your wife if you had a work wife?
I mean, you don't say that you have a work wife, but, you know, it's just like, yeah, Jacqueline at work, man, she's hella cool. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know. She even knows my favorite drink. She bought me my drink today. You know what I'm saying?
I would die. I would literally be choked.
You know, but that's kind of how that work wife and work husband thing works.
Really?
Yeah, because y'all, they be going to lunch and shit together.
Okay, I was going to say, yeah, because you go to lunch and stuff. Like, yeah.
Might do a little something on the way in.
A little reach over action.
Yeah. Like, oh, I was just trying to reach for, you know, or you know, like back in the day when you would slam on the brakes, your parents would put their arm like it was going to brace you.
So like, okay, on the work wife or work husband, do you tell that person or like, I guess, do they know you're involved in a relationship?
I mean, I would assume that it's going to come up, like y'all work together and y'all see each other just as much, if not more, than you see your actual spouse.
That's true. So, I guess, and then if it didn't come up, they would be like bothering you maybe afterwards. I think you would just have to set that limit. You'd have to set the present right off the rip.
Yeah, I mean, they should know that you have someone.
Yeah. Mine don't. I'm single Monday through Friday, 8 to 5.
Okay.
You've heard them on Bumpin' Gums.
What up, what up, what up, everybody? This is the Bumpin' Gums podcast.
Dirty J.
My baby mama hit me up the other day talking about, what are you going to do for school? She goes, well, no, like, aren't you going to help? You're right. Let's do this. Let's try to go to court. Let's see if maybe I can give you, like, a check or something. Let's just call it child. Oh, wait, you get that. It's called child support.
And you hear your daughter in the room, and she's making sounds that your wife don't make. I'm kicking the door in. I'm pulling that motherfucker up out of her.
Dirty J.
What up, what up, what up? Welcome, everybody, back to the Bumpin' Gums podcast. I'm Dirty J here. My right-hand man is Kevy Kev.
What up, what up?
Episode 227, 8, 9.
Yeah. it's one of those 220-something.
Yeah, we up there. Yeah. I appreciate y'all coming back, listening.
Yeah, welcome back.
Welcome back, everybody. Sponsored by Twisted Tea.
Yeah.
Brought to you.
Brought to you, yes.
Brought to you by Twisted Tea. This shit is strong.
228.
Episode 228. Appreciate y'all. But this Twisted Tea is strong.
Yeah, I mean, it says it right in his name. It's trying to get you twisted.
You think that man that got hit by the Twisted Tea, like, has flashbacks? Like, he hates Twisted Tea now?
I guarantee it.
That one,
like, fuck those Twisted Teas.
Like, if you were to be hit by something, what would you rather be hit by? Like, if you were going to be hit by a can or something? What would be your choice?
Like an Arizona.
Arizona tea?
Yeah, I already don't like Arizona.
Really? So you're okay being hit by that?
Yeah.
I can't think of what. I don't know. I really can't think of one.
Maybe a bottle of water. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, so stay away from water. You
know what I'm saying? Be on the safe side.
Man. Episode 228. How was your weekend?
It was pretty good. How was yours? What?
Mine was okay. Mine was good. Girls won, finally. Good.
All right.
Out of that slump.
Good.
Oh, the boys caught a whooping, bro. I don't even want to talk about it. The boys caught a whooping.
Now, when you say whooping.
It was one of those, go out and get the switch. And then while
pick your own?
Yeah, pick your own. Then you jump in the shower, don't dry off.
Oh.
Yeah, then we're going to put the soundproofing up on the walls. We're going to plug the phones because you ain't calling for help for nobody.
Damn.
Yeah, it was one of those types of beatings.
How much y'all lose by?
Easily 30.
Damn.
Yeah, it was easily 30. I didn't have my whole team there. I'm not going to sit here and make excuses. Fuck it. It is what it is. I didn't have my whole team there, though. It's just facts.
Okay.
The ones I did have there were brand new in the game. Really didn't have too much experience. Mm-hmm. And then the team we played only had two. It was like two players that were putting the hurting on us. And one of them was like 9'7".
So you couldn't get nobody on them?
Nah. While we were short, all my bigs were gone. Like, it got to the point where they weren't doing... This kid jumped for everything. I don't know why. He was the tallest one easily on the floor.
Right.
And he was jumping for everything. I think he just liked that type of...
Yeah, he's working out his leg.
Yeah.
He's practicing right now. He's working on his leg.
We could have easily fouled him out first quarter. All you got to do is pump fake. As soon as he jumps, jump in him. That's it. Done. Out. Mm-hmm. Now, one of my kids is listening. And so literally... I'm not even going into a whole lot of details, but after about 2 minutes into the third quarter, I sat everybody down. I played my four that were listening. So we went the rest of the game, third and fourth quarter, with four players.
Damn.
And parents was pissed. Like, refs were confused. And then out of those four, my point guard got hurt. And I tell the ref, can I play with three? He goes, do whatever you want. Now, I don't know if he's being funny. So I pulled my point out and I was playing with three. And he goes, well, you forfeit? Like, you can't play with three? I'm like, I just asked you.
Right, like,
and he goes, "You have more on the bench." Like, they ain't listening. They ain't going in. So yeah, it was
damn. So how'd the new player do?
We won. For my girl, she was there. Uh-huh. Played her role. I was happy.
Okay,
and it was nice. We play again this week, and I'm excited to see how we do it. I should have like all my hitters there this weekend because she was the only one really there. Uh-huh. I had some other ones, but like. All my hitters weren't there, so I should have them all this weekend. Okay. I'll be curious to see that rotation.
Y'all, so you're hoping that y'all whoop somebody's ass?
Yeah, the first set, it was weird. First set, we won like 25 to 13.
Okay.
Second set literally went score to score. Like, we were up, then we were down. Then they were up, then they were down.
So a volley.
Yeah, all the way back and forth, all the way up until 25, we won by 7. Happy to say my baby girl won it with her last two serves.
Nice.
But I can't really say. As a dad, I'm saying that. As a coach, we won as a team.
Nah.
Won as a team. We did good. We did really good.
I mean, I feel what you're saying, but sometimes you got to give props.
I did. I said, yeah, y'all need to thank her, because without her.
That's my baby.
But it was a good weekend. Pieced it out with my girl, my baby's boyfriend.
Okay.
Yeah, we pieced it out, so we're doing okay. I went to go look for a car. I was so disrespected this weekend. I wasn't going to talk about it, but now we're just on the subject. Got approved for a car. Went to a different car lot.
All right.
Just to kind of like get an idea of what I want to see, like get an idea of other cars.
Right, right.
I wasn't planning on talking to now another person, right?
Uh-huh.
I snuck onto the parking lot.
Right.
Me and baby girl, we snuck on. And we were just like trying to look at cars on our own. We were at the back. I didn't park in front of the store. I didn't wave nobody. Nobody knew I was there. All of a sudden, dude pops up. Hey, how you doing? I'm so-and-so. I'm like, fuck.
Yeah,
got me.
That's how we do.
Man, it's like, it was annoying because like, he was sneaky.
Dog, when I sold cars back in the day, I would run into so many people like when it would be later at night and we're checking door handles, making sure that all the cars is locked. And would always run into people and they were like, oh, where'd you come from? I thought y'all were closed. Like, nah, we're open. What's up? let me help you.
And I already told dude, I said, look, I already got approved somewhere else. I'm just here. You're the closest lot to me. I'm just trying to get an idea of cars. And I said, I ain't really looking for nothing. This and he goes, nah, let's what'd you get approved for? And I told him, he goes, oh, I can do better than that. I said, nah, I'm good. I'm good. Let's let it be.
Right.
I said, bygones be bygones.
Like, nah, we good over here.
He was slick. He would have talked me out of my boxers if I let him.
And that's funny.
He was slick. So, I mean, he whined and dined me.
Okay.
He's like, so what kind of cars? He's like, we're just chopping it up. And I was like, man, them Durangos, though,
little bit out of my price range, but yo, that's probably what I'm after next.
But we can get one of those in your price range.
He did say, he goes, you know what? Let's just, hey, for kicks and giggles, let's go for a ride. Pulls out the most expensive Durango. Beautiful. We got in, and I was like, oh, man.
Smell that new Napa leather.
Nipples got hard, right? I was like, oh.
Whoa.
Yeah, I was like, this is beautiful. Black on black, black rims, black everything. Black interior, black. Oh, it was just beautiful.
Gums is black.
Everything. I'm talking about, it was like Whoopi Goldberg black, right? And it was just beautiful. Hemi. Mm-hmm. Get on the road, he floors it. Ooh, I was like, ooh.
You made that sound?
Yeah, I was like, ooh. I felt it. Just the vibration, right?
What did Michelle do?
No, she wasn't there. It was just me. Well, me and my daughter. She's in the back. And she's like, Daddy, I want this car. I'm like, shut up. And it was just beautiful, right? And then we're just talking about life. Next thing I know, I'm in the office filling out a fucking application. I don't even know how we got there. I the last thing I remember, he drugged my drink or something. The next thing I know, I'm saying yes to something.
And shit.
Yeah. They gave me popcorn, sodas.
You like first 48, right?
Yeah. I started tweeting like a little bird.
Uh-huh.
And I told dude, I said, look, I ain't trying to waste your time. I'm probably not going to get approved with y'all. I got a nice little deal over here.
Don't worry, you're not wasting my time. I wouldn't be doing anything anyway.
But he had a smooth like accent too,
Midwest?
Like down south Mexico type, like
okay.
Heavy like El Salvadorian accent.
Okay,
sexy ass voice.
So you got a man crush?
Man, I'm not, and he was like, but he played professional soccer. So you know he had that like chiseled body.
So you got his number?
Hey man, he had a beard better than you. I'm not hating. I'm really not hating. I'm just giving like props for props to do. He was a beautiful man with a sweet voice. And this is, I don't know, like this is all I could think of. Like what, this is how I could think of how he got me in there. Like not on some gay shit, but like so
no, that was real gay.
It does. And I'm not gonna lie, it does, but it wasn't.
Speaking of gay, no.
So long story short, we're there and I'm like, let me just leave. Come on, man. Quit talking to me. So he goes, let me get my manager. Bro, manager, this is where the disrespect came. Again, it was a beautiful night me and this guy had. We were talking. I got to know his kids. He was talking to my daughter. We were talking about life decisions. Everything was going great. I probably could call him right now and go hang out. Manager came in, didn't want to look at me in my eye. Sir, do you have any extra income? No. Okay, well, your income's good, but yeah, the credit score is not going to work with us. Do you have another cosigner? No. Okay, well, thank you for coming in. Walked right out. I didn't even get to finish my answers. The disrespect. Didn't even shake my hand. Didn't even introduce himself. I don't even know who he was.
Yeah, that was probably just like one of the other sales people.
And I was like,
I've definitely done that turnover.
I was like, hey, El Salvadorian, like help me out. Come on, like you gonna let him disrespect your girl like that? Like, so I kind of look, and he saw. He goes, you know what? Let me go. That was rude. Let me go fix this. Let me see what we can do. But first, before we do that, can you do another 500 down? I said, yeah. He goes, okay, sign here. Like, I don't know what I'm signing, but yeah, I sign. And he comes back. He goes, if we could do that, can you drive off tonight with the car? I said, yes, I can. But again, it was this accent that got me. And again, now I'm back like in La La Land, right? After I just felt so disrespected. Like I was already like zipping up my.
So what color was his eyes?
Blue. dark, like your colors, dark hair, beard, but like trimmed so perfectly. Like not one hair was out of place. It was crazy. It was crazy.
He just went to the barbershop.
Yes. It was nuts.
He knew you was coming.
And then, like, as big as you are on colognes, he had a smell on him. He had a smell on him.
He don't smell as good as me, though.
It was like
he was mesmerized, but.
It was like a syrupy smell. Like I smelled like, he smelled like waffles. And I was trying to be that butter. So, <That's funny. laughs> so, okay. He goes, let me go talk to him real quick. Guy comes back in. Okay, so I hear you can do another 3,000 down. I go, whoa, no, what the fuck? And I caught myself.
Where'd that come from?
Yeah, and I looked at him, I go, what the fuck? And he goes, all right, thank you for coming in. Walks right back out. Again, no handshaking. I said, man.
Fuck this guy.
Yeah, and then he still had my key. I was like, can I get my key and go? Like, and so we left, and I was just so disrespected. But that was my whole weekend.
You telling me you was going to follow him on Instagram?
Is it wrong that I did? Or he told me to.
Yeah, just follow me on Instagram.
Yeah, like he said, hey, you want to ever hang out? Just hit my DMs. It's like, yeah. Some good shows on Netflix.
Oh, man, you're going to be grabbing your ankles.
Bro, but like, it was like, I went in there, not wanted to talk to nobody. And I even told baby girl, hey, watch these guys. These are slick guys. They make eye contact. Don't even look their way. I'm telling her the business, right? Next thing I know, I'm in there. Yes, another 100. Yeah. Here's my wallet. Just go charge it.
Yeah.
Right? It was just like, he was slick.
So what did she say afterwards? So, don't talk to anybody, daddy?
Yeah, she was like, dad, he almost got you. I was like, man, you're grounded. But that was the whole weekend, bro. I was so, felt disrespected.
Damn. Sorry to hear that.
Where were you at?
But at least you got a new friend.
Yeah, I got a new friend.
New little bromance.
Yeah, it was nice. He might be moving, though. He's moving back to Florida in a few months, so.
Damn.
Yeah. Can't be nothing. Like, yeah. Them long-distance relationships will never work. Is the Clips grinding beat the hardest beat ever? That's a great question.
It's not the hardest beat ever. I'm not saying that it is the hardest beat ever. I'm saying that it is a hard question. Like it's a tough question.
It is a great beat.
Great beat.
Well, what's your definition of what makes a great beat?
It being kind of memorable. It kind of takes you to a destination. You know what I'm saying? Like I can kind of remember. First time ever hearing that is like, what the fuck is in my ears right now? Like, what the fuck is this? What?
That's how I felt with the fucking car lot.
Yo, I remember the first time. Now, the memory literally just popped in my head.
Uh-huh.
First time I ever heard grinding, it was on BET After Dark.
Mm.
And I remember the video came on and you hear the beat. And I was like, who is this? Where are they from? Like, you know, it's like you just start going through all these emotions and you're asking all these questions like, the fuck is this? And then you see Pharrell doing the little beat on his jaw. And like, that's in the beat? Like, what the? Like, yo, I remember, dog.
Pharrell's a genius.
Very next day, I had to go and get the single because I got the single because the album wasn't out. But very next day.
Do you miss those times where actually going to the store to buy the single?
Oh, yeah.
To, like, really go out of your way to...
Yeah, absolutely.
I do, too.
Absolutely. I had a huge CD collection.
Yeah. Huge. CD books? Yeah, I remember them.
Yeah, man.
Old school.
Great shit.
Driving while it's on your lap trying to find the right one.
Oh, yeah.
That's great. I miss those days, but... what's your go-to? Is it besides grinding?
I would say, you know, I know you want to try to, you know, bite off my answers and everything, but I'll go ahead and give you a couple of dope ones. So, Still Dre is one of the best beats ever.
Nice.
Doom,
doom, doom, doom, doom. Yeah, I like it.
Wu-Tang Clan's Triumph.
Ooh, that was a good one.
That beat is so fucking hard.
I mean, just RZA in general, though. Like, he didn't know what he was doing, but he knew what he was doing.
That beat was so fucking hard.
Yeah.
And one more, I would say.
I think it's crazy how Wu-Tang, and I'm not trying to get off subject, but you ever listen to Wu-Tang's, like the old hits?
Mm-hmm.
The quality on them is just like.
Terrible.
It's horrible.
Yeah.
But they took over the world with that. It's just sound crazy.
Dirty as shit. Mm-hmm. Like, no clarity. Like,
but that's what made it work.
Yeah.
I wonder if they like if it would ever be professional sounding, if it would have that same.
I don't think it would hit the same.
Yeah, I don't think so either.
Yeah, I don't think it would.
All right, go ahead.
And my last beat that's, like, kind of memorable to me is Camp Lo, Lucchini.
I have to hear that one.
Yeah, it's a different beat. It's not like a big bass beat, but it's a different little beat.
Hmm. Who would you say your favorite Wu-Tanger is?
Meth.
Meth? Yeah. That was a given. That was everybody. Yeah. All right, besides Meth, let's who's your favorite? Is it Wu-Tanger the word?
Well, not really, but
you like understand me.
But I know what you're talking about. I would say after Meth, it would be Ghost.
Man, I was gonna say it has to be Ghost or Raekwon.
Yeah,
it's and to Ghost, me, to me, mine
Ray.
Was Ghost.
Yeah, Ghost then Ray.
I liked Ghost because of his voice. It was like it had such a unique voice. Mm-hmm. But then Meth's cadences were just nuts.
Meth is literally, he's one of those rappers that you know that he's nice, but when you hear him on other people's songs, it's like, yo, he be killing people on their tracks. He's like, to me, the only person that really kept up with Biggie on a track.
Interesting. Yeah. I can see that.
Yeah, the what he kept up with Biggie really, really well.
Yeah.
I don't think that his verse is better.
No, but was able to go.
But he stood toe-to-toe with him. Hmm. Whereas like I think everybody else that was like a feature on a Biggie song, I mean, and Jay-Z stood on his own as well on Brooklyn's Finest.
Interesting. Yeah, I like Wu-Tang. I like it might be the same too. You're gonna
what was yours?
I got a little bit of a list. I got Quiet Storm, always been my favorite.
Okay.
Since probably middle schoolish. I think I don't even know how old I was when that. Always been my favorite. I got Five on it, classic.
Okay.
And then I mine are a little bit more newer. Mm-hmm. My other two, I got Still Tipping.
Okay.
And then I got a Millie.
See, I don't think it's.
But see, a Millie, no matter what, like, you're going to hear it, you already know what it is.
Yeah, it's a very memorable beat. I don't think that it's. I like it, but, like, but see, Still Tipping, when that shit come on, it's like, you know,
Millie.
As soon as you hear that violin, it's like, oh, yeah. It just
same thing with
a
Millie. All you have to hear is a that's it.
It don't take me nowhere though.
But that's your opinion though.
Right. No, I'm just, and that's what I'm doing. I'm giving you my opinion.
But I think the main one I feel out of all of them would be Annie Up. To me, a great beat, no matter what mood you're in, it's gonna pull you out of that mood and put you where you need to be. Hmm. And I think that's one of the ones that does it.
Huh. Okay.
That one just makes you like want to get crunk, want to fight, want to do something.
Yeah, no, Annie Up is a different beat.
It is. It's got like a lot of shit. It's a busy beat.
Nah, it's definitely a busy beat. So I did find something for you.
Okay. Right? Oh yeah, it's a classic.
Yeah.
That was redone, wasn't it? Yeah, that's not the song I was singing when I heard that beat.
Maybe. I don't know. But
That
beat, like I said, it's different from like everything else, but that beat was just like, it sounds so good in your car. Like, sounds so good. Love that beat.
Speaking of car, I'm going to miss Antonio.
Oh man.
Don't say car around me no more. Just give me some time.
Whip.
Start crying. Oh man. Great times, great times.
Right.
Dwight Howard denies sexual assault charges. All right, bro. Let's be real. Like, why? How would you say it? Why is he like, I get he, like, no, it's nobody's business. I understand that.
Right.
But it's already out there. Like, why are you fighting it?
Well, you're fighting it because it's sexual assault. It's like, I wish that, man, I should have told you to pull up the Boondocks clip of Ain't Nothing Wrong with Being a Little Gay.
Antonio. I mean, but like, I get it, but like this, I think he's a target. I don't think he was sexual. Really?
No, like, so with these new findings and with him, you know, fighting the, you know, sexual assault, he had to, you know, say that what happened was true as far as the guy did come, you know, like
I bet he did.
he did. Yeah, that's funny. So he did come to the house.
Uh-huh.
And of course, you know, they was all, you know, they was sending their little flirty texts and shit like that. So he knew what was going down.
Yeah.
When he got there. Now, the thing that where the story flips is, of course, you know, he's like, it was supposed to be him and the white.
Yeah.
But when he gets there, there's him, like an orgy. The white, and some other dude.
Yeah.
And then that's where things kind of got weird or whatever.
I mean, it was pretty weird to begin with, but I get you.
I mean, not if that's your realm.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, people meet people online all the time. And you know, guys are, I would assume that gay dudes on the internet is like the Wild Wild West. I would imagine they, you know, they don't get like the discernment that women have and be, you know, I don't think that shit would probably exist with, you know, between two dudes.
Yeah.
Like, you know, like Marshawn said, you know what I'm here for. You
know? Man, it's just like, I mean, I don't know, bro.
But yeah, I mean.
You feel bad for him?
Why?
Your face.
Why would I feel bad for a 6'10 muscular dude that's taking advantage of,
man? I don't know, because I don't believe it. I'm on Dwight's side on this one. I don't believe it.
Dog, did you ever see, like, there's a whole, like, little, what is it, collage?
Yeah, I've seen him.
Wild shit that he would do on the bench.
He's pretty aggressive.
On the bench, he was grabbing between dudes' legs and shit. On the bench in front of thousands of people?
That's what I'm saying. So it's like, why would he have to force anything?
Look at his size.
Nah, like, I don't want to.
So you know what I'm saying?
Oh, man.
I could only imagine, right? Like, if you go to this dude's house, and y'all like, all right, we gonna get this popping, and then this 6'10", almost 7-foot dude comes to the door, can't even fit through the door because his shoulders is so wide, and then there's some other motherfucker there. Like, what the fuck's going on here?
You knew what time it was when you pulled up.
Yeah, they knew what time it was with that motherfucker, not him and somebody else. So then, you know what I'm saying? Like,
it's a money grab, I feel.
Dog, I can understand. It's like, if you can understand a woman, you know, feeling pressure when they're at a man's house, right? Mm-hmm. And they feel pressure that they, you know, kind of have to do something with this dude, right? You're at this nigga's house with another dude, and obviously we don't know what the other dude looked like. But
what's wrong with you?
I'm on his side. I'm riding with dude.
don't ride with nobody.
No, I'm not. I'm saying, hey.
Oh, hey. Man.
Next story.
So while Kev's riding over there,
I'm not riding. I'm the driver. What I say? I'm the only one doing the poker.
Oh, man. Oh,
not with no dude.
Guy pulls out the Halo sword. What's the Halo sword, for those that don't know?
It's a video game.
I mean, okay. But
well, I'm
look, Go ahead.
It's a video game on the game systems, right? And it's got like two swords. It's got two blades. It's like,
and you put your hand in the middle and just, yeah, okay.
It's like a big sword that's probably about,
hello, Dwight.
It's probably about, you know, like 20 inches or something like that.
Hello, Dwight.
And it's got two separate plays in a place where you can put your fist through the middle.
Hello, Dwight. You said next subject.
Pause, pause, and more pause.
So he pulls out the Halo sword during a road rage. Okay.
Road rage incident.
Okay, thank you. I can't say that. What's the craziest weapon someone has ever pulled out on you?
Well, there was this time when I was a teenager. And,
you know, I feel like right now, like when you have that little pause, you know, like in a movie when they start flashback, everything is real blurry. And
yeah, it's like it's trying to come together. Yeah. But, you know, we back in the hood. I was a teenager and one of my friends or associates was selling narcotics or selling fake narcotics. Sold something to this guy. And dude came back looking for it, you know, because he wanted his money back because it was bad. It was like some soap with some Ambisol on it. So, you know what I'm saying? You could get the little tingle.
Mm-hmm. We should do the Orgel.
Ambisol, Orgel. Yeah, same shit. Yeah. So, dude comes to the hood walking, and we see this big-ass tall white dude. He's like 6'5", just tall-ass dude. And he's like, he starts looking at us and like, hey, where's that motherfucker at that sold me some shit? And, you know, we like, motherfucker, who are you talking to all aggressive? You know what I'm saying? It's like 5-6 of us. Whoa, whoop your ass. Like, what the fuck are you talking about? So
the little kid running the streets.
So then the dude that sold them the drug, that sold them the fake shit, comes out because he see what type of time we on. He's like, yeah, I sold you some bullshit. And you ain't getting your money back either. So at this point in time, we like fucking lions. We done circled this motherfucker, and he see what's about to go down. Next thing you know, this motherfucker goes into the small of his back, pulls out some motherfucking nunchucks on us, and then start whipping that shit like Bruce Lee. We was like, yeah, you on your own, boy.
That was him that sold you the drug.
What? I was like.
See, you didn't try it. You didn't want to smoke.
Dog, I ain't getting caught with that shit. And he looked like he knew how he knew what to do with it.
He was handling them real well.
Yeah. Plus he wasn't high. You know scary. What I'm saying?
Because we're getting fake shit. You're right. That's scary. Yeah. That is scary.
You know, it was about five of us. So you know what I'm saying? Like he would have wop like on one motherfucker, like that would have been like two people.
He just Jackie Chan'd all y'all.
Hell yeah. Like, nah. I saw what was that? Something in Brooklyn? Rampage in Brooklyn?
I don't know. What the fuck are you talking about?
That was the Jackie Chan movie. Like,
that was not one of his biggest movies ever.
I didn't say that was one of his biggest.
Yeah, you can't go like to a movie that nobody ever heard of. You gotta like.
No, that was like one of the first Jackie Chan movies that I remember seeing.
Nobody knows what's in your head, though. Like, if you're gonna make a comparison, you gotta make a comparison to something that everybody knows.
Yeah, Rampage in Brooklyn.
No, that's not even the name of it. You don't even know it.
It was something in Brooklyn. He was fucking everybody up.
All right. So we were at a show. This is when I did music way back then.
All right.
We were at a show. I was drunk as shit. Running my mouth.
Of course you were.
I was running my mouth, bro.
Running it.
I mean, that's when I had money. I had the crew. I had everything. I was like, whatever. I don't even know what I ran my mouth about with this kid. It was a young kid, probably about, he was a kid, teenager.
Okay.
Said something, this and that, whatever. Next thing I turn around, I'm walking back into the building where the club, whatever. Walk back, I hear a bunch of commotion. I turn around. Dudes is just on him, tackling him.
Uh-huh.
Next thing I know, he had pulled an Uzi out.
Damn.
And put it towards me, but like my back. But like we're about a good maybe five, 10 feet away.
Uh-huh.
I'm like I said, I'm walking off. I didn't know none of that. I could have been done with.
Yeah, he was just doing that to show. He was doing that for show.
Yeah, they tackled him and everything, but he had a banana clip on it, and it was bad. Yeah. But yeah, they got that.
Yeah, that's crazy.
May not be here.
Man.
What's the worst? Okay. Do you ever remember an ass whooping that sticks out to you?
Never had an ass whooping.
No, don't say that. Everyone has.
Never lost.
I got my ass whooped a few times. There's two that stuck out to me. One of them was Jesse. Fuck that dude. I was playing. We're still cool. He was a trained boxer. We just, you know, street boxing like always. Right. Other one was this big girl that whooped me. Nah, true story. True story. This shit still sticks out to me, man. Because, like, I don't know if I should have ever hit back. I never swung back. I sat there and took it like I was cheating on her or something, like I was in the wrong.
Uh-huh.
But this one, we all worked together.
Right.
I was with Freddie. Uh-huh. We go to this apartment. I'm knocking the door. I'm looking for some couches.
Uh-huh.
Knock on the door. Hood-ass apartment. Little kid opens the door. I can see the living room works right there. No couches. I said, hey, is so-and-so here? No, that's my auntie. She ain't here. And then I hear somebody in the back. Oh, come on in. So I was like, I walked right in. Go all the way to the back. This apartment had nothing. Nothing. All the way to the back. And there's this big girl. Huge girl. Bigger than me. Laying on her back of the bed. With her laptop, like laying down on her back with her laptop on her stomach.
Uh-huh.
And she's typing, like doing schoolwork, whatever. I walk in the bedroom. I go, I'm looking for so-and-so. She goes, oh, you got the wrong apartment. And he goes, mama, they talking about auntie. And he said her name. I'm like, ma'am, is that your sister?
Right.
Y'all need to get out. I was like, no, you need to give me my furniture back. And she goes, we don't have your furniture.
Right.
You can see. I was like, yeah, I can see y'all don't have nothing. So I'm already popping off. Freddie like, yo, let's just get out of here. I said, nah, man. I ain't leaving without my furniture. She done invited us in. I want my furniture. She said, you about to leave. I said, I'm about to get my furniture. Bro, this big girl can move. I'm talking about in 0.3 seconds, she had closed that laptop, got it off her stomach, charged at me.
Like a grizzly bear.
Bro, like, doom, doom. Just came running at me, right? Belly bumps me into the wall. Ah, don't laugh. This is a true story. Belly bumps me. And it's in my face. Like we, like our, the edge of our lips are touching. And as she's moving, it's like she's flicking my lip with her lip. And she's like, you need to get out.
Oh, she was trying to turn you on.
Nah, and I said, damn, your breath smell like shit. She said, that's because I've been eating Cheetos, motherfucker. And I said, from someone's ass? Next thing I know, bop, got hit right in the face. And Freddie, he walking out. He like, he ain't want none of this.
I don't want no smoke.
Nah, I'm good. I'll be in the car if you need me, right? And I'm like, yo, where you going?
Into this.
I'm like, where you going? So I'm start walking out because now I'm losing my backup. Like, I thought a homie had my back. I'm walking out the apartment, and she just shoves me hard, bro. Shoves me hard till now I fly into Freddie. She pushed us both out with one shove. Door slammed. I'm like, bro, where were you going? So, man, she told us to get out. And like, you know, Freddie ain't trying to have no smoke. He wasn't like that. So there you go, me. I'm like, I start kicking the door. I'm punching the door. I'm like, where my furniture? Where my furniture? Freddie get on the phone with the boss man. He's like, hey, this is what's going on. This and that. You know, Jeff got hit. Like, we don't know what's going on. Like, we need the police out here because we got assaulted. I'm like, it wasn't we. He was walking out. She comes out, and I have my glasses on, right? I'm looking off thug. She has my glasses on. At this time, I'm on the phone with the police. I'm like, yes, I just got hit. I need somebody out here. She starts whooping my ass while I'm on the phone with the police. Bro, this is what... Freddie's standing there the whole time, describing the fight like a fucking ring announcer to our boss. And there she goes with the left. Hit her with the right hook. Sergio, I don't know what to do. And I'm on the phone with my Bluetooth talking to police. Like, she's hitting me. She's hitting me. She hit me again. My glasses went flying one way. My Bluetooth went the other way. I never laid hands on her, though. Should I have hit back?
I would have grabbed her or something.
Nah, she was big, bro. She was bigger than me. I'm a pretty good size dude.
She would have had to got grabbed. I would have had to grab her hands. I would subdue her somehow. Like, nah, you ain't gonna hit me like 20 times.
She goes, she got a good 5-6 licks on me, right?
She hit you with a 20 piece.
Man, extra crispy.
Right.
And
extra spicy. And extra
crispy. She with the family fry on the side.
Man.
And she goes back inside. Finally, 2 hours later, police show up. Like, I don't know how long. It felt like forever. I'm sitting there like bruised up. I'm about to go to battered women's shelter. Like,
face all red.
Yeah, and then the police come.
Looks they're at, all embarrassed.
Yeah, looks at me and goes, you don't have a mark on you. I'm like, you heard me getting my ass whooped on tape. Y'all have it recorded. Ring announcer over there was giving y'all the play-by-play. Like, how are you not?
Blow by blow.
Like, no, bro, no. And then so finally she comes out. She admitted it. Stupid. She admitted it. And they were going to arrest her. I said, you know what? If she can give me my furniture, I don't want personal charges. We got the furniture.
Where was it?
It was actually in a storage unit.
Mm.
But we got the furniture, saved the day. But that, so those are the two ass whoopings I remember.
But you saved the date on that ass whooping.
Man. And I still remember it like it was yesterday, bro. She was,
like, I'm telling you, like a grizzly bear, just wail it on your ass.
And I even asked Freddie. I was like, why didn't you do anything? I didn't know what to do. Like, where would I grab her from? Like, she would have whooped both our ass. So like, so you decided to live to tell the story or what? Like,
what if you would have recorded that shit on like Snapchat or something? World star,
man. Like, man, I was getting slapped around. Like, I'm screaming. Like, I'm calling her mommy. Like, it was just bad.
Oh man,
it was bad.
Great times.
Do you ever give money to a beggar?
Nah.
No, ever?
Nah, dog. Nah. I'm so quick with it, dog. I'm like, nah, I don't carry cash. Shut up. It shuts them down every single time. It literally shuts them down. They don't even know how to compute that shit. Like, you don't. What? You know what I'm saying? They don't know what to do.
You know which ones are the ones that make me feel awkward?
The handicapped people?
No, not the ones that come up to you. The ones that have them shitty ass signs where you can't read them.
They be having these big ass paragraphs. Yeah. Like, oh, I'm not reading all of that.
Yeah, so I'm at a light and I'm trying to read it. And now that we've made eye contact, and he wants to see if I'm reading it.
Right.
But now I want to see what it says. I'm curious.
Right.
But now I don't want to read it because now I feel obligated to like do something.
Right.
And he's standing there watching me. So like, I never know what to do. So like, I kind of look away and then I see them look away. So I start reading real quick and then they catch eye and I turn around again. So I never know what to do. Like, those are the ones that make me feel uncomfortable.
The other thing that I do, cause you know, obviously, you know, we live in the, you know, what is it? AC after COVID? Yeah. We live in a...
You just made up your own time frame. Like, ain't nobody said we live AC.
Yeah, we live in an AC world, you know.
Shut up, bro. You can't.
So, dog, I don't wind my window down for nobody. Like, you're not gonna put your COVID face, you know, your COVID breath on me. So the other thing that I do, like, if somebody's, you know, walking around trying to get money, I'll look right at them. I'll catch eye contact with them, and I'll do the little no money sign. Like, ain't got it.
You're a dick.
Keep on walking.
Asshole. What's the craziest way you've ever quit a job?
I've actually been pretty respectful on all the jobs that I've ever quit.
So you're going to make me look like that. So, okay.
Yeah, because I mean, you know, this is coming from the Popeyes guy. You know, he somebody gave him a mic.
Oh, yeah. He said he did a whole song. Yeah. That was dope.
I don't want to work here no more.
I wish we could have played that. I wish I didn't know we were going that route.
Yeah.
It was really good. And he had been like the customers?
Yeah.
Like jamming like with him and like just hanging out. Like
that shit was too funny.
That was the best.
Yeah.
All right, I'm a dick. Fuck it. I'm going to say it. I slept with my manager, who was the wife of.
Whoa.
Yeah. Well, it was a female. It was a female manager.
Oh, I was like,
but she was married to our general manager.
Okay.
Of the same store.
Okay.
And I slept with her, and then I quit right after that. Like,
her?
Yeah. Well, she was my manager.
So as soon as you released, you was like, I quit.
No, I was like getting dressed, and I was like, hey, just let you know, like, I'm done. I'm not going to be here.
Well, no, I know you're done.
No, like, I'm done.
You're putting up your pants.
I'm done. I'm not going to be here no more. And I need to talk to Jerry, too. I let him know I quit, and I told him what had happened, and they got a divorce.
Yeah, that's a dick move.
Yeah. She was a bitch. She really was. She had been fucking me for months, so I felt like I'd just give it to her one time, and let her know how it feels. Is it?
Yeah, that's a dick move.
She was a bitch. Like, she wouldn't give me my days off. She would, like, give me shitty schedules. Like, she was just a straight bitch.
Yeah, that's
so I had this plan for like weeks. I started putting it in play little by little. And I got to where I needed to get to, where that it just all went as planned. Mm. I didn't know they were gonna get a divorce. Like, I just wanted to.
Well,
I was young, but I didn't think that far ahead. Like
you told somebody,
I was early 20s
that you fucked their wife.
I was early 20s. I wasn't
why
thinking
wouldn't they quit.
I thought he would have fired her or something. I didn't know. Like, I didn't know.
Well, that's part of it.
Yeah,
know.
But I thought she would have just lost her job too. I didn't know.
Are you and
she would have lost her life. Like, I don't know.
Yeah. Now she's probably down by the riverside.
Yeah, they had two kids and stuff. Like, yeah, I didn't know.
You created a single mom.
She was ugly.
And you fucked her.
Yeah. But that's why it made it easy, because like, I gave her that little attention and hey, I was in.
Oh, shit.
That was the craziest way I've quit.
Yeah, I've never even really seen, and I'm trying to really think about it. Like, I've never seen, like, even at some of my previous jobs, I've never seen anybody like leave like crazy. You know what I'm saying? Like, never seen anybody like fuck up a manager and then quit, you know, or talk mad shit. Like, I've never really seen
it. I see a nasty fight at McDonald's. That was like one of my first jobs. Yeah. I don't know what happened, but two managers got into it. Man, it was nasty. It was bad. Yeah. We didn't know what to do. We didn't know who to listen to afterwards anymore.
Right.
Like Dave would say something. I'm like, yo, like, James done fucked you up. Like, you can't talk to me like that. I'll go get James.
Or I'll fuck you up myself.
Yeah, like, it was just bad. So, it was nasty. But, like, nobody said nothing. Like, that was the gangster days. Like, nobody ratted on nobody. It happened at the back of the store.
Right.
Like, it was a shift leader and a manager.
Mm-hmm.
They threw some fists. Afterwards, went out and helped customers. Nobody ratted. Nobody said nothing. Good old days.
Hey, man. Here's this napkin. Go ahead and wipe your face. You got some blood leaking.
After you know, do that, go clean that restroom.
Right. You leaking a little bit, little homie.
And it was weird. They got right back to work. It was weird. It was a weird day, that whole day.
They got that frustration out.
Yeah, they did. And apparently it wasn't the first time, because like, I was still like, it was my first time seeing that.
Uh-huh.
And they were like, they had it again. Everybody like banking a Big Mac still. Like, right. Can I get a 6-piece? I'm like, what the? Y'all don't see what's going on?
Right.
Like, they're in the back, like, knocking over breads and stuff. Yeah. Like,
man, they do that shit all the time.
Yeah, like, and they were throwing hands. It was just crazy. But so do you ever give or take, first date do's and don'ts?
Mm.
What are places you don't? We have a list.
Yeah.
A pretty fun list.
Yeah, this shit was trending yesterday on Instagram, or 2 days ago on Instagram.
3 or 4 days ago. Is this fact checked?
Yeah.
Okay. Is the list Maybe. Of places of women... A list of places women absolutely refuse to go on a first date. I'm not going to go through the whole list. It's a good 30-ish.
Yeah.
But I will.
About 20.
Yeah.
Something like that.
I will randomly. Cheesecake Factory. We covered that on a story.
Right, right.
Applebee's. I think Applebee's is a pretty decent one. Would you prefer Applebee's or Chili's? I'm a Chili's guy.
I would Chili's.
Chili's. I'm not an Applebee's guy. Chipotle? I think that's a great first date.
No.
Why?
Not on a first date.
No?
Nah.
All right. Olive Garden, that would be a good first dater.
That wouldn't be bad, but, you know, I'll say my piece after you go through the list.
So we got Red Lobster. I have a funny story about that. I'm not even getting to that one.
Red Lobster used to be the shit.
It did. The gym? Yeah, that's not a good one.
No, that's actually not bad.
Church. Nah, I ain't trying. It just depends. It depends on who you are. If church is big in your life, I think that would probably be a decent one.
Yeah, like if y'all meet on a Christian Mingle or something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Starbucks, I think that would be a good one. Coffee dates.
That's a great. To me, that's like my favorite of the like first dates.
This is any fast food chain. I feel like that's wrong because... You can still, like just to say it's a movie, like, hey, let's just grab a quick, let's take it a Whataburger, a real quick bite. Like, I think it'll be okay.
Yeah, I don't.
You don't think so?
Okay, in what you're saying as far as, like, say, a second stop after going to the movies.
Yeah, like,
but see, you really don't even have to do that now because most of your movies now has the little... You know, join inside. So you can go ahead and order your food while you're there.
Bowling, I think that's a great first date.
Great first date.
Who
the fuck?
A bar? Like, come on. That's a great one, too.
Yeah.
Waffle House. You can never go wrong with Waffle House.
Not on a first date.
Now, yes, you can.
Not on a first
date. Why?
Because, to me, a place like Waffle House is like somewhere that you go when you've been dating someone for a while.
Nah. Mm-mm.
Yeah,
I don't agree.
Yeah, I would definitely not ever take a woman to Waffle House as a first date. Waffle House, Denny's, IHOP. Like, granted, I don't fuck with Denny's, but Waffle House, IHOP, I love breakfast. But that's not first date.
What about Cracker Barrel?
Look at me.
You ain't never been to no Cracker Barrel?
I've been to a Cracker Barrel before. It ain't my thing, though.
Do black people have, like, a go-to breakfast restaurant?
IHOP. I mean, not IHOP, but Waffle House.
Oh, so we just talked about that. That's true. Yeah. I thought, I don't see that as a breakfast restaurant.
Why not?
I see it more as, like, an after club, like, late night kind of. I don't see it like I'm going to wake up and go to Waffle House. I think it's like, hey, I'm drunk as fuck. Let's go to the Waffle House.
Nah, what you're saying is true, but it's still also a breakfast spot. Yeah. Like that's like one of those, you know, yeah. It is more on the later night.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. I don't consider that.
But I mean, most of your dates do happen like.
That's what I'm saying. I would say like Waffle House would be a great first date spot.
No.
Yes.
You can't take. No.
All right. What were you going to say?
So when I'm looking at that list, right, I look at it from the perspective again, the IHOP, the Denny's, you know, all those type of restaurants, the Chili's, the Applebee's, to me, those are like the restaurants that once you're in an established relationship, you go to those. You know what I'm saying? You may even go to one of those, like, say if you it's later at night and you want to see this girl and you're just like, hey, you know, I know it's a little later at night, but I wanted to see you. Why don't we run to, you know, Chili's or one of these, you know, like one of those like kind of inexpensive places that are still open later at night, like 54th Street or, you know what I'm saying? Something like that, because, you know, at that beginning stage of dating, I think that, you know, we talked about this before, but I'm going in tiers. Like, I'm not going to start you off at, you know, Papa Do's and, you know, Morton's or, you know, these expensive restaurants. Like, we going in stages, because if once you go so high, it's like, where do we go from here? Like,
yeah,
go down.
I believe in setting the bar low.
Yeah.
That way they don't hold you to anything.
McDonald's?
Yeah, man. I would say more Burger King. Okay.
What kind of value meal they got?
the five. They got 2 for $5.
Okay.
Not bad. Do you give or take relationship advice with your friends?
You know, I'm an advice giver. You know what I'm saying? I give advice, but I always go the devil's advocate side, because I look at things when it comes to relationships that I believe that I'm never going to get the full truth from my friend.
No, never.
I think that the friend always is going to tell you things to make themselves look good. So I always go devil's advocate and normally take the woman's side.
Yes and no. And now, if they truly want help, I would hope they give you the full story. I come to you a lot. A lot. Probably more than a lot. And I always give you the full story. Yeah. And most of the time you tell me I'm wrong, which you're probably wrong. No. But I always give you the full story because I want to know the truth. I'm curious.
Yeah.
And what I usually start off my sentence with, hey, I don't know if I was right or wrong, but. Yeah.
Definitely.
I always start off my sentence with, hey, Kev, was I right or wrong? This is what happened.
Uh-huh.
And because I feel like I know you'll give me the best advice. And that's why I told, like, I had a family member that really just went through some shit. Mm-hmm. Really just went through some shit. Her and her husband. I like dude. I like her husband. Met him not too long ago. We actually hit it off really good. Mm-hmm. Real nice guy. I feel like he's good for her. Hey, went through some shit. We all do. I feel like every relationship has to go through something. If you're going to make it work, you have to go through shit. Because you have to test the strength of your relationship.
You don't have to.
I feel like you have to. How can you tell how strong you really are if you've never been tested?
Well,
never been tested?
If you don't have a reason, like, I don't think that you should have a reason to test the relationship.
I'm not saying, like, go out and start shit, but I'm just saying to be able to say, like, yes, we have a strong relationship. If you've never gone through anything to test a relationship, you can't say that.
I can understand what you're saying.
Nah, you're wrong.
But, yeah, no.
And I told her, so she went popping off on social media.
Okay.
Everybody in the comments talking shit. Oh, girl, leave him. Oh, bitch. He ain't shit. Like, I was like, hey, take that shit off social media First off, you don't need to be putting your business out there.
Right.
Second off, you don't need nobody in your business that don't even know the full story, because I know you not even telling the full story.
Exactly.
You don't need anybody one-siding it and being that bug in the ear, because all they doing is gassing you up.
Right.
Now when dude come home, you be on some shit.
For your dumb ass to be single.
Exactly. And then now they got something to talk about.
Then you sitting there crying, I shouldn't have left him.
Right. I said, if you're going to talk to anybody, make sure they're 100% neutral on the situation.
Right.
Make sure they have no way to lose or gain either way.
Right.
And even then, like, really, the one you should be talking to is him.
Right.
Like, just plain and simple.
Without a doubt. Like, relationship talk with friends is kind of hard, because a lot of times you don't get the good that this person does either. So a lot of times with a lot of people, all they do is tell their friends the bad. They never tell you, well, why? If every time that you're talking to me, you're complaining about what he doesn't do, what exactly does this person do for you that has you still in this relationship?
Man, it used to be like my niece should be out here talking to Michelle, and they'll be over here clucking, these little chickens over here clucking, right? And Michelle, like, you know, not gassing up, but go, she's giving her advice of what she's being told.
Right.
And the whole time I'm in the living room, whatever, listen, I'm like, this story makes no sense.
Right.
At all.
There's two people in this relationship.
I said, so all of a sudden you telling me, all out of nowhere, you sitting there minding your own business, reading the Bible, dude come busting in, whoop, whoop, whoop.
Right.
No. That's not, no.
That don't happen. Only place that happens at is Tyler Perry movies.
So that's when I jump in. I'm like, niece, that's just us here. Don't bullshit. You want advice? Yes or no? Yeah. Then tell us the full story. Well, so this is amateur. Oh, you didn't say all that. I'm like, she didn't have to. You didn't hear that bullshit story she was saying? Like, come on. So like, yeah, I feel like.
Read between the lines.
Exactly. So if you had to give one piece of advice to anybody in a relationship, what would that one piece be?
Keep everything between you and your partner.
That's great. That's a good one. That's a good one. That's one I would give. I would say, the communication is key. Communication is huge.
Absolutely.
When you communicate, even if you're arguing, whatever, that's still a form of communication, but always assume that your partner is meaning the best. Mm-hmm. That way you don't get so defensive. Because if you always feel negative, like, oh, like, what do you mean? Have a good day. Oh, maybe he just means like, hey, have a good day. We'll talk later.
Yeah.
It don't just mean like, I'm done with this. Have a good day.
Right.
Like, if you assume that they mean the best, then you're not so defensive, and your reaction, your retaliation, your response won't be so defensive. Mm-hmm. And maybe that person, whoever he or she said, or he or he, whatever, meant something good, but now you're just turning it into something bad because you got so defensive. So I would say, always assume both y'all. For both of y'all to assume that y'all have the best intentions for the relationship when you communicate.
Absolutely. And like that, we out.
You've heard them on Bumping Gums.
What up, what up, what up, everybody? This is the Bumping Gums podcast.
Dirty J.
My baby mama hit me up the other day talking about, what are you going to do for school? She goes, well, no, like, aren't you going to help? You're right. Let's do this. Let's try to go to court. Let's see if maybe I can give you, like, a check or something. Let's just call it child. Oh, wait, you get that. It's called child support.
And you hear your daughter in the room, and she's making sounds that your wife don't make. I'm kicking the door in. I'm pulling that motherfucker up out of her.
Dirty J.